your friend. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
You're in the doghouse with Rick Watson and Big Dog Sports Talk on the WRAD Talk Network.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
You know what that means? Do you? We're the underdog. We're mutts.
My number one play is the power sweep.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Welcome in to Hour 3, the Power Hour, on Big Dog Sports Talk with Rick Watson. Join the conversation now on the Long & Foster Baker Team Hotline, 540-639-4900, or text Rick and the show at
7440-9900. Strangers here on the program, you and I. Hour 3 is underway. Hope you're well wherever you might be here on a Wednesday. David Teal comes up in about half an hour. Right now, though, it's time once again for the Roth Report here on BDST.
From the talk of the New River Valley WRAD, it's time for the Roth Report. Now, along with Virginia Sports Hall of Famer, current ESPN broadcaster, and voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth, here's Rick Watson.
And good morning, William. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. Boy, is it good to be with you today. Happy 1st of May to you and to everyone. Spring is here, man. I know you were talking about the weather.
Yeah.
In your last segment before we hopped on here together, but I feel it.
Yes.
We've turned the calendar page. We've turned the weather page.
I think so. And bring in May, and you bring in the final day of classes for the spring semester.
Do you remember your final day of classes ever?
I do.
So many students. You know, it's melancholy, right? It's bittersweet.
It is. It really is.
They're
absolutely
excited.
It's
for
heavy.
Finishing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a college kid and today's the last time you walk out of a lecture, the last quiz, whatever the last day happens to be, there's this feeling of, man, I did it. I've climbed this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I've conquered this academic vista. I've been going to classes every day since kindergarten, right?
Right.
Today is the last time. We still have finals, but today is the last time for a lot of these students. Two of my SMA students, actually, they were talking yesterday about they're not going to miss it.
Well, I get it.
And
it
always, congratulations to the 30-so thousand Virginia Tech students who have their final day of class today. Tomorrow's reading day, which is a important day, and then finals begin staggering throughout the next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's happening now at Radford. This is it. Final exams are, I think, tomorrow, and that's it. Final day of exams. So it's hard to believe, man. It's here. So is news from the portal, and Virginia Tech gets a commitment from a young man that you know pretty well.
You know, we thought that there was a pretty good chance that Virginia Tech would dip into the quarterback transfer portal arena, and it did. Colin Schley, so I've got a chance to know him. I called several of his games when he played for Kent State. So he was this very system-oriented QB at Kent State. And Sean Lewis was the head coach there, and they ran what they called this veer and shoot super spread scheme, and they were really successful. I did Sean's game. They played Wyoming in the bowl game in Boise, and then I did one of those Wednesday night Maction games, and it was at Kent. Eastern Michigan was there. You know, he's kind of a running QB, and he signed with UCLA. Chip Kelly brought him out there after Dorian Thompson-Robinson left UCLA. But they also brought in another QB as a backup. He was used more as a wildcat,
right?
QB for them. He's big. He's 6'3". He's over 220. He's accounted for 29 touchdowns in his career. He's thrown for 2,600 yards. He's played in 31 Division I games. So he's been there. He's an older gentleman. He and Pop Watson will battle for the number two spot at Tech, at quarterback. I think it's a good insurance policy, as we discussed on our show here a couple weeks ago. The odds of getting through a 12-game regular season schedule with one QB for any team, those odds are low. And if you get someone hurt, you need someone who can get in there and win a game for you. And I think it's a good addition for the Hokies. And, you know, he's from Maryland. He's from the DMV. So he's really coming home.
Mm-hmm. Right. It just the resume, just listening to you reel it off, it just sounds like the perfect resume to be a backup quarterback in your final year, right? It fits perfectly.
So he's a smart guy. Sean Lewis, for those that don't know, was one of these rising star head coaches in the MAC. Very much a system guy. They did great. And then last year, and Kent State, like a lot of the MAC schools, you know, there's a financial disparity clearly between the MAC and the Big Ten or any of the other leagues in the region. And Sean left a head coaching job to be Dion's offensive coordinator at Colorado.
Right.
And so he was calling. So Sean left. And so Schley's there going, hey, where am I going to go? And then Chip Kelly brought him to UCLA for a year. Then, of course, Chip left UCLA and went to the NFL, remember? And Sean Lewis left Colorado. He's now the head coach at San Diego State. So a lot of different coaches involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sean Lewis has had head coach at Kent State, offensive coordinator at Colorado, and now head coach at San Diego State. And that was Schley's guy. And that's what's kind of interesting. So we have coaches on the move, and players are allowed to move too. So I think the Hokies are the beneficiary of this. I think had Lewis stayed at Kent, Colin probably never leaves.
Yeah, I agree. He had a nice niche there in the MAC. You had a lot of fun, I know, with the Richmond Chalk Talk. It's coming up, right? But you love that.
I think that it's an important thing for Pry and the staff. He's bringing the whole staff to Richmond. They're going to meet with high school coaches in Central Virginia. And, you know, Richmond is so important, and it always has been important to Virginia Tech recruiting. It's incredibly important. There's 16 guys on our team now from the greater Richmond area. Some of the best players we've ever had. Going back to Waddy Harvey from Highland Springs in the 60s are Richmond people. And, you know, since joining the ACC, Rick, the Hokies have had 43 first-team all-ACC players.
That's a lot.
So 20 years. Just averages over 2 year first team.
Right.
29 of them are in-state. And, you know, the elite quarterbacks that Virginia Tech has had that have been first-team all-conference guys, where are they from? Well, Brian Randall's from Williamsburg, and Marcus and Michael Vick are from Newport News, and Tyrod Taylor's from Hampton, and Logan Thomas from Lynchburg. See else here? They're all VHSL guys. And it's important to recruit out of state, of course, but Pry is convinced that for Tech to succeed, the elite VHSL players have to stay at Tech.
And it feels like he's making inroads, even though I know there's still some high-level guys that are leaving the state. It feels like that there are fewer. Is that correct? It feels that way, anyway.
Well, its dynamic has changed a bit. You know, Penn State, I think, from 2018 through 2022. Now you're seeing Clemson, South Carolina, and Georgia really get things done up here. And, you know, Shane Beamer probably has some impact on that, right?
Knows
the state. Kirby Smart is smart. There's good players in our state, man. But we talked about this last week. Just because they go somewhere else first doesn't mean there's not a boomerang and they end up back in Blacksburg.
Well, that's right. That's why you keep the relationship open. That's exactly right.
You know, we've seen that with several players, right? Kelvin Gilliam came to Tech this year from Oklahoma. Last year, Antoine Powell-Ryland came back to Tech from the University of Florida. So.
Yeah. I mean, the NIL money may look good, and you go, uh-oh, I don't really fit here. And then you want to go back home.
Well, and also the playing time aspect mm-hmm. of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you look, it's pretty incredible how Georgia's recruited, right? I mean, everyone knows how they've stockpiled players in
yes,
Georgia.
Yes.
But if you could start somewhere, and, you know, you're in your second year at Georgia, you're in your third year at Georgia, and you're not getting on the field, it can get frustrating.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Because as much as NIL money might be, in football, the NFL money's bigger. It's probably not true in the WNBA, but it is true. Or for a lot of these guys, college baseball, they got to cash in while they're in college. But that's not true for the high-level elite college football guys.
Well, it's great, so, and I know
I'm excited about what they're doing.
Yeah.
This thing in Richmond's big.
Yeah, and you get a chance to talk, and I know that helps you get ready for the broadcast, you know, head into the summer, right? I mean, it's just great. It's a great information-gathering opportunity where the program sits. And he's maintained that same message since you got here from day one. Through wins and losses, doesn't matter. He's been the same guy, and I think it's been very impressive to see Coach Pry.
And you don't get them all, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've joked with E.J. Manuel about it. You know, and Taj Boyd. You know, Manuel went down to Florida State. He was an in-state guy. And I said, that garnet and gold never looked good on you, man. You know. But, I mean, think about it. So, since we joined the ACC in 2004. So, it's 20 years, right?
Yeah.
This spring.
That's right.
Think about the in-state quarterbacks that have starred in our league. So, Tyrod was the first team all ACC player. Brian Randall was player of the year in the league, right? They're in-state guys, right? Tyrod was player of the year too. Marcus Vick was the first team all ACC quarterback, right? Phillip Rivers turned out pretty good, didn't he? He's from Richmond. Mike Glennon ended up in the NFL, although he went to NC State. He was a Northern Virginia guy. And then, you know, Boyd was the national player of the year at Clemson, wasn't he?
And I want to say he won
a ton of games at Florida State. I mean, I just ripped off seven quarterbacks. There's good enough quarterback. If we get the best VHSL quarterback from Virginia every year, we're going to go to a lot of big-time bowls and make the playoff because they're good enough.
The only change is going to be instead of recruiting them like the old days, now it's going to be, how much are you going to sign me for? Yeah, that's where we are now with it. So,
well, that's where I think – There's a lot of reasons this season is big for Tech, and to see drones progress, you know, a lot of high school kids are going to see a star quarterback at Virginia Tech that can do a lot of things and how we use a quarterback, and I think that'll make Tech system attractive
for yeah.
some kid who's in 10th or 11th grade right now.
It's Bill Roth and the Roth Report. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to get the SMA update for the final time this semester at least. Find out what's going on there. Baker Team Game of the Week. And I'm always excited about the NRV Heart Clinic Top 3. All that's coming up with the voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth and the Roth Report. Stay with us. More coming up here on a Wednesday.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Safe! So what do you think of the new big screen TV? Pretty good fit in this room, huh? Man, I'm so glad we called Louise to help us find our new home. That apartment was just too small with the new baby. Louise listened to what we wanted, we discussed what we needed, and she found us this great house. We're so happy here.
This is Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team with Long & Foster Realtors. When you are ready to purchase, check us out at nrvhomes.com. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda will work hard to find your right space.
First & Main is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First & Main has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull & Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First & Main today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Morning, hon. Breakfast is almost ready. I just love cooking on my new stove. I'm so glad we called Louise to help us sell our old house and find a new one with a larger kitchen. She worked so hard to find us just the right property. I just love it.
This is Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team with Long & Foster Realtors. When you are ready to find your larger space, check us out at nrvhomes.com. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda work hard to find your right space.
From the classroom to the studio to the stadium, it's time to catch up on the latest from Virginia Tech's Sports Media and Analytics Program. Today's SMA update is brought to you by First & Main, Blacksburg's premier destination to eat, drink, shop, and play.
Rolling along with the Roth Report here on BDST, Bill Roth, and the SMA update here the final week.
We are rolling along.
We are.
We are rolling along. Last night was a big night for Virginia Tech. In Jacksonville, Florida, Rick.
Yeah.
And I'm about to tell everyone why this was a huge night. Okay. So Joey Robertson, who is a Virginia Tech alumnus, an SMA Sports Media Analytics alumnus from Roanoke. He's a Roanoke Valley kid. Joey went to Tech, graduated a few years ago. Last year. My goodness, it's only been a year. He's been really good. He did several baseball leagues. Fond du Lac Dock Spiders was his team last year.
Oh, that's cool. I love it.
So, in any event, he has been hired full-time down in Jacksonville for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. That's the AAA of the Miami Marlins, the Jumbo Shrimp.
It's great.
And their stadium, it's right next to, you know, we've played a bunch of games there at the old Gator Bowl Stadium and where the Jacksonville Jaguars play right there. The baseball stadium's right there. Okay, so he's a communications assistant, but he's also their fill-in broadcaster. And last night, Joey Robertson from Roanoke made his AAA broadcasting debut as Jacksonville played Scranton Wilkes-Barre.
Very cool.
You know, it's his very first AAA baseball game, one step away from the big league.
Yeah.
And he was so excited when he texted us in advance and sent some pictures. And, you know, he did so well last night on the air. He was confident and comfortable and conversational, and it was a good game. So I'm so happy that Joey made his AAA debut on the air last night down in Jacksonville. But it gets better, Rick.
No.
Because TJ Rumfield plays for Scranton. He's the former Hokie first baseman from Richmond, good player for Tech. Well, he's with the Phillies, so that's the AAA team for the Phillies. Rumfield hit his first AAA home run last night.
Wow.
In the game. And Joey called it.
And he got the call. He had to be excited, right? Even though it wasn't necessarily
it was
the home
the
team.
Other team. Right, right. Yeah, Joey's broadcasting for Jacksonville. TJ's playing on the other. He's in the other dugout. He's playing for Scranton. Scranton Wilkes-Barre, excuse me. But Rumfield hits his first AAA homer with Joey on the call.
Well, that's okay. He has every right to be excited. That's fine. That's cool.
You know, it's just so cool to see it. And hey, I hope both guys get to do this again in the big leagues in the next couple of years. TJ's well on his way to being a big league first baseman. Good glove. He's going to do well.
How much do you love those texts from your students, right, when you get that? Hey, guess what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, right? That's great. That's great.
Well, yeah, instead of watching the Knicks – Sixers game last night.
Right.
I'm listening to a minor league baseball game. Jacksonville and Scranton.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Very, very cool. Also cool is your choice of the Baker team game of the week.
Where do we go with this?
I don't know.
You know, watching the Bucks, they're decimated by injuries. They stayed alive last night. The NBA playoffs have a good vibe to them. So do the hockey playoffs. But I'm going to go with tomorrow night, Knicks 76ers game six. And then if they force a seventh game, which could happen, we'll have a game seven Saturday night. Game sevens are wonderful. And if it's the Knicks and the 76ers, that would be really good.
Yeah, that's true. The two cities there, especially the Knickerbockers, you know, that they've been waiting on them to come back and be a contender for a while. So you're right. That would draw.
UConn Huskies backcourt.
Yeah, that's right. That'll draw. Yeah, that'll have good
ratings. Well, it's like the team that won the NCAA title. You know, Brunson's playing great, and now they're with Villanova. Now he's a star, and he's really developed as a scoring point guard in the NBA.
I think that's a good choice. That's a really good choice. Always a good choice is
there could be another game seven, by the way. Boston, Toronto in hockey.
Yeah,
last night in overtime. A game seven in Boston at the Garden.
Yeah,
Maple Leafs.
It's the hated Maple Leafs. Yeah, you're right.
That could be intense.
That would be a big rare. Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. Hockey town, man. It's great. I love the NHL playoffs. I really do. All right, time now for Bill's NRV Heart Clinic top three.
Are you ready for today's countdown? It's time for Bill's top three. Now back to Rick Watson.
All right, what are we looking at?
So last night the Dodgers played in Arizona and they had a very, very long delay to start the game because bees.
Yeah, I saw that story.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
They had a swarm of bees that followed the queen to the top of the screen behind home plate, and there was thousands of bees. And I don't think they were Africanized bees, but bees nonetheless.
Yes.
You can't play a baseball game with bees right above the umpire.
Right.
So they had to call in a beekeeper, and they got a scissor lift out there behind home plate, and he was in his beekeeper outfit, and they finally got it out. But I figured let's talk about our top three all-time delays.
Oh, cool. I like it.
So here are my three, and there have been a lot of them, right? A lot of them are weather delays or weird things happen, right? You know, there was the game in the Charleston Civic Center, the men's basketball game between WVU and Marshall at the end of Gail Catlett's tenure, that West Virginia had jumped out to a big lead, and a Marshall fan allegedly was so upset he pulled the fire alarm.
During the game.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Anyway, my top three delays on our NRV Heart Clinic top three.
Okay.
We had a water delay in 1994 at the Alamo Dome in the season opener for, at the time, one of the elite teams in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs. And they went through this elaborate starting lineup with flames on the court and little indoor fireworks at the dome.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you do it.
They planned
it. Okay. So they're introducing David Robinson and the Spurs, and it triggered all of the sprinklers in the stadium. 12,000 gallons of water were sprayed across the stadium in 4 minutes.
That's smarts.
In the stands, everyone got wet. Go Spurs.
Go Spurs. And swim fins.
That's number one. Number three. Number two, it involved the Spurs. This time was on the road. This was in 2008. you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
The Orlando Hornets team mascot, Hugo.
Yeah.
He's an athletic guy, but he's in a costume, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they had this old ring of fire where he would run through it. And he did, except his mascot costume caught on fire.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that one.
On the court. And they had to foam him down. So now we have foam all over.
Poor Spurs, man. It just follows that franchise every so often. 15 years.
But number one on the list, and again, you probably remember it, was at the Superdome in New Orleans when the power went out at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was incredible. What surreal moment that was.
They couldn't get the power back on. And CBS had nothing they could talk about. They had generators to run, like a camera in the booth and the one camera on the field, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And for the Super Bowl, they don't go back to New York to the studio. Everyone was there.
Right.
And they kept throwing it back and forth from the field to the booth. In fact, Saturday Night Live did a skit because nobody had any fresh material.
Yeah.
Doing it on the fly, right.
And I don't, it was a major thing. It wasn't at the building, right? It was down the street.
Yeah, it was a downtown. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And they couldn't get the power back on at the Super Bowl.
At the Super Bowl. Nightmare for the broadcast.
If it can happen in the Super Bowl, it can happen everywhere.
You better believe it.
It will happen. That's why we carry batteries.
That's right.
And backup generators and backup Wi-Fi transmitters. And it's funny, our guy Bob White, our engineer, I bet we use 25% of the gear he brings for a football game.
Sure. But you have to have it. You have to have the other 75% there.
It's like traveling with a Radio Shack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember Radio Shack?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Enjoy the warmer weather.
I am.
And I'm gonna start grading. So today's our last day of classes, which means they turn all this stuff in, and guess who gets to listen to all these clips?
Grading time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's
fun.
Good luck with it. Yeah, You'll enjoy that. All right, man.
Always good to visit with you, my
You
friend,
too, brother. You too, man. Take care. Stay safe. There you go. That's Bill Roth and the Roth Report. Good stuff from him, as always. Going to segue from one Hall of Famer to the next, David Teal. Also, your Sports Writer of the Year here in the Commonwealth. He'll join us. Final segment on a Wednesday when we return.